Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience, New Mexico State Aggies 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Yes, IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure you check out our SGPN Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. So just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes! Woo-ee! Welcome to the College Football Experience, New Mexico State style. My name is Colby, swinging down to base dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink, and I don't have stress, and I'm healthy.
You know I love this mascot, the best mascot in college football. We are here to preview the 2022 New Mexico State Aggies. By far the best mascot, if you ask me. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for the burrito-eating, sideline kiss-stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C, in the place to be.
Hi-oh! Up.
How you doing? What's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great, brother. Life is good. We're talking Aggie football. I mean, an Aggie, that's usually like an agricultural worker of sorts or something.
Not this one.
This is a bandito.
This guy will come guns blazing.
It's a cowboy, a bandit. He's got the little mask on, like
he's fantastic. He's got that sweet ass Burt Reynolds mustache.
Oh man. Just, I mean, he's ready to mow you down.
Absolutely doing it, Patty C. And let me tell you, buddy. Let's cut the nonsense, all right? I think this is relevant for this one.
I think tide turning, I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn.
Yes.
Facts.
Did I say those words?
Yes, I'm going to say those words because this is the New Mexico State Aggies. Yes. Yes, Patty C. And they look, it's a rich program. They got a national championship back in 1960, 11-0.
Boom.
Give them that natty.
What was that? The Border Intercollegiate Athletic Association?
It was. And they dominated.
With the likes of Arizona State in their conference.
That's what I'm
undefeated
saying.
Undefeated season.
And you go back to 1923. They got another national championship. All right. Then, Patty, so you go to 1913. Guess what? They got another national championship.
This is a legendary program.
You go back to 1911. They got another national championship. Same with 1907, 1906, 1905. This is what you call a blue blood. Even 1894, they were undefeated that year too.
All sure, right? They were 1-0.
2-0. 2-0, okay, buddy.
2-0, sorry.
look, if you don't lose a game and you win all your games,
you are the national
champion. You are a national champion. All right. Honestly though, man, I'm really excited to talk New Mexico State Aggie football.
Well, I'll give you credit for it, but I will say this. There is a guy that is making this an interesting program. I wouldn't call myself excited for it, but I call myself interested.
I'm very excited for it because I am a believer in what we got going in Las Cruces, New Mexico, because they went out and they hired the fixer, the fixer for all programs.
I mean, he's turned around some programs before.
His name is Jerry Kill. All right. 154-101 as a head coach, Patty C. This guy, do I need to go through what he's done? Let's just say, everywhere he's been, he's won. He's a Gary Patterson's best man in his wedding.
That's a win.
Saginaw State, Patty C. Just 38-14.
Okay.
Emporia State.
Let me ask you this: at Saginaw State, did he ever go backwards? Like he started 6-4, 7-3, 7-3, 9-2, 9-2.
Well, I guess we just got to look up Saginaw State.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. Doesn't look like he ever took a step backwards once he got there.
That's what I'm talking about. He is the fixer because then he goes to Emporia State.
Doesn't take a step backwards there.
Yeah, and 500 or better, yes. And then he goes to Southern Illinois. Year 1-11 with the Salukis. Year 2-4-8. Year 3-10-2. Year 4-10-2. Year 5-9-4. Year 6-9-4. Year 7-12-2. He went to the FCS playoffs 5 straight years. Then he says, you know what? Northern Illinois needs some help. That program's kind of falling apart. Northern Illinois hires him 6-7 in year 1, goes to a bowl game, then 7-6. Then 10-3, and then if you know, the year after he left, they went to what, the BCS Bowl with Dave Doran. Dave Doran can tip the hat to Jerry Kill for a nice contract, so. I would say.
Yeah.
Then he goes to Minnesota. Minnesota had been in some tough spots. 3-9 year one, then 6-7, then 8-5, then 8-5, then 4-3. He had a health problem where Tracy Clays took over. But
aside from that health problem, at Saginaw State, his first season was his worst record there. His last season was his best record there. At Emporia State, his first season was his worst record there. His last season was his best. Southern Illinois, same thing. Northern Illinois, same thing. Minnesota, same thing up until his last season where he got sick.
Dude, this is a, what you would, this
he's
is
a good,
this
coach
is like a flat out home run, buddy. This is a home run hire.
Yeah,
that they're doing in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Probably one of the more slept on coaches.
And let me tell you, buddy, I really believe there is a reason to be highly optimistic about the future of this program, including this football season. Let's hop into it because they were the 105th best team in scoring offense, which is not great considering there's only 130 FBS teams last year. They were 123rd in rush offense, 25th in pass offense. 89th in total offense. Doug Martin's gone though. He's gone. And guess what? They don't return much. They got 3 of 5 starters back on the O-line though, led by right tackle Doro Omeri. They get wide receivers Terrell Warner and Justice Powers back. And that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
But the portal
is where they made their noise. How about his assistant, Tim Beck?
Yes. Great recruiter. Good coach.
Was won himself a Division II national championship as a head coach in 2011. Can coach some offense. Consistent winner.
I'm telling you.
He was over at TCU with them last year.
I see a Kansas of this year going on in Las Cruces. Yeah. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Nate Drilling.
I think that's correct.
Look, he's got his work cut out for him because last year they were 128th in scoring defense, 112th in rush defense, 128th in pass defense, 127th in overall defense. But guess what? It wasn't his fault. He wasn't there.
Well, I think he is still pretty new to the game. Only started coaching in 2015 in various, avenues.
So wait, what's he doing though? Well, he's running that 3-3-5.
He's
defense.
Running that 3-3-5.
When Gary Patterson's your best man, you know what you do? You say, hey.
Teach me.
Yes. Let's take a page from old GP.
There you go.
Well, guess what? They have 9 returning starters on defense, Betty C.
Oh, wow.
9. Their entire defensive line is back. Their entire linebacking core is back. And the D line, by the way, Marcus Buckley, name to watch. Linebacking core, Trevor Brohard. Watch out for him.
Very hard.
3 of 5 in the secondary back, led by cornerback Cyrus Dumas. And their kicker and punter are back, Patty C.
Yowzers. Well, Jerry Kill was quoted saying special teams is the easiest way to turn around a team that's been losing a lot and help them win some, you know, 50-50 games.
Well, it's not like a random coach just saying that. This is a guy that's done it so many times that I'm like, no. If there's anyone probably in the country you should ask that can do this, it's him.
Well, I mean, that gives a lot of cred to what you were saying before, you know, which is something that I don't think I acknowledged as a necessary thing for a coach to do. But I do think I'm starting to think like, hey, X factor is special teams. That's the difference a lot of the time between a very good coach and a coach that's just average.
And we're going to find out about these Aggies. I'm going to talk transfer portal. Cause let me tell you, it played a huge role in 2022. And we're going to talk recruiting rankings, Las Vegas expectations. Hopefully you're watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, you see the sweet graphic behind me. Subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And also remember, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because we talk college basketball year round in New Mexico State. Keeps it. Chris Jan's gone to Mississippi State. Don't worry. The Greg, hire. That's going to work out. And Patty C, what if I told you New Mexico State's basketball program only has 5 losing seasons since 1966?
That's what, almost 60 years?
That's like a blue blood right there.
Yeah.
Mid-major blue blood.
That's like one losing season every 12 years on average.
Ask UConn fans how to work out for them last year when they played New Mexico State in the opening round of the tournament.
Come on.
Boom. They took that L. But first, all right, I got to get us paid, and then we're going to talk on this stuff. All right, folks. Want to tell you that the College Football Experience, New Mexico State Aggies, almost said Lobos, jeez, episode is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Once again, that's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. All right, Patty C, we are back talking Aggie football. Patty C, the transfer portal. You want to talk about, I think you can make a case considering what they had and what they brought in. I'm not talking about lining up this team against another team's transfer portals.
Yeah.
I'm talking about dominating the transfer portal. I think you can make a case they did the best job in the country.
Wow. Bold a statement. I want to dive in real quick and get their national rank in that.
Well, their projected starting quarterback, Diego Pavia. Well, he only just won a JUCO national championship. It's a big get for this program.
Very nice. In-state guy.
Yes.
Committed to New Mexico State.
And running backs. Well, let me see if they are returning a decent running back with Jamoni Jones, but this stable just got really stout because former 4-star Amonte Watkins from TCU making the journey with Jerry Kill. Do I also need to alert you to former 4-star Omari Samuels from Michigan transfers in as well?
Man. Well, of late, this team has been a little bit of a DB and RBU. Since 2000, they've had 2 running backs drafted and 4 defensive backs drafted. You bring in a 4-star running back?
Larry Rose III?
Was that one of them?
Yeah. Richard Huntley? Is that another one? Johnny Huntley? Richard Huntley?
I got
Larry Rose III.
I don't know if he was drafted. I don't think
he was. He's in the USFL. He was in the XFL. He's a baller.
There you go. But you bring in a 4-star running back and a 4-star defensive back. This is maybe like the identity of this program.
I can tell you this: Jerry Kill teams run the hell out of the football.
Yeah.
Bringing back three on your offensive line, grabbing those running backs, count on a good supply of body bags, if you know what I mean.
For that defense?
Quoting that great First Blood Rambo movie.
There you go.
Well, he went to the offensive line and got a guy that was somewhat sought after, FCS transfer Kanan Yarrow from Southern Utah with the Thunderbirds. And he also got Jeremiah Marlin from Iowa State, right? Then he goes out in the receiving in the portal and grabs a receiver that I think is projected to be a day one starter, Dominic DeCento from Missouri in the SEC, Patty C. Then he goes out and gets a couple tight ends, tight end J.J. Jones from Dartmouth. Nice. Ivy League, but this is the one I think keep an eye on. Thomas Whitford, a JUCO transfer, projected to be a starter.
Well, there you go. You said he's a
K-State guy.
Snyder, Bill yeah. Snyder. So JUCO, that's two important players. What position was the other? The quarterback was JUCO, and
yeah, that tight end.
Tight end.
Starting penciled in as a starting tight end.
Taking notes from the great Bill Snyder, who's turned around a few programs himself.
Yeah. So. I'm not done. All right. He goes out and then lands defensive lineman Isaiah Reed from Murray State, the Racers. Bud Foster, Frank Beamer, you know, okay, yeah. Murray State. Then the corners here. Love these gets. Former four-star Andre Selden from Michigan and Makai Miller, who played at Miami, Ohio. Like, no, I'm not talking like as a reserve. This guy was a key player on that defense. Then goes out and gets a fifth-year senior, super senior, grad transfer, Chris Oja from Eastern Washington. I'm already hearing talk this guy's going to get drafted. Patty C, I see a team that I think dominated the transfer portal. Now, I will go through what they lost.
I mean, for a team that's only won more than four games once since 2005, that's impressive for him to be able to get that many guys to come to Las Cruces.
Well, quarterback Trevor Appleman is in the portal. Wide receiver Cole Harity went to the Buffalo Bulls. Offensive lineman Anthony Tocchini is in the portal. Cornerback Antonio Oliver is in the portal. Defensive end Michael Bowe in the portal. This one did hurt. Juwan Price, running back. He was good last year. He went to Syracuse. Mm. Then you have what?
Price was good for 692 yards.
Yeah, he's decent.
Team leader in rushing. He's gone.
Quarterback Jonah Johnson got some starts last year. He's gone. Hit the portal.
2,700 passing yards, 10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. I'm sure they're fine getting rid of that, though.
We just did our Nebraska preview. Their wide receiver, Isaiah Garcia Castaneda. He went to Nebraska.
578 receiving yards. Losing some production in the transfer portal.
Athlete Javier Clemmer in the portal. Cornerback Xavier Hinkle, portal safety Devlin Kirkland in the portal. So that's what they lost, but still, I think they still destroyed it. When you bring in three people that were four stars,
yeah, pretty solid. 36th in the nation with only 8 transfers, and number one among independents. That's above BYU, above Notre Dame.
Watch out, buddy.
Hello. Things are changing in Las Cruces.
What about recruiting overall? You know, I know it's tough.
Well,
as an independent,
let me tell you what, it has been tough, but, they made a nice little jump this year. Last 5 years, 125, 120, 127, 115, but get this, 89 this year, all the way up to 89, you know, their 4 year composite had been down at 151 for the 2021 season. They haven't released it for 2022, but I imagine it's a lot higher. Based on that 89,
see a tide turn.
89th ranked recruiting class and 36th ranked transfer class. Things are changing.
Well, I can tell you what else is changing. This program and my opinion of it. Nevada comes to Las Cruces week 0. Patty C. Nevada got pretty destroyed in the portal. Ken Wilson coming in to Las Cruces, Aggie Memorial Stadium. Patty C.
If Jerry Kill,
they're 12.5 point dogs. New Mexico State is
calling it.
Bet it right now with the 12.5. Also take the money line. Give me New Mexico State to be 1-0.
Who took over at Nevada?
Ken Wilson.
Ken Wilson.
Never been a head coach before, but been 30 years with the program or something like that.
Okay. Kill. Yeah, he probably very used to taking over new programs and turning them around. Like we said, done it in a number of stops. That means you would think that they're going to be a little more prepared for week one than Nevada will, but Nevada is just so much better. Granted, they lost a lot of their talent. The game in Las Cruces is big. I'm going to go Nevada though.
Well, guess what? They get one game under their belt and they head to Huntington Park State or Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. This is a personal game, I think, for Jerry Kill. Built that Minnesota program up. They got rid of Tracy Clays. He was not fond of that. He made remarks about PJ Fleck.
He did.
And
called him a me guy.
New Mexico State 1-1 all time against the Gophers. And they've only played twice in the past decade. They stole one from the Gophers before. Can they do it again?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Minnesota's got a good team, but it'd be interesting to see what he dials up. Thursday nighter.
Then the very next week, they hit three away games in a row from Minnesota to Texas to Wisconsin. It's crazy.
All over the place.
They head to the Sun Bowl, one of the more beautiful stadiums, I think. Take on the UTEP Miners. This is the battle of I-10 right here. And Patty C. This is a 50-50 game to me. They almost won this last year.
What was the score?
Last year I think they got their ass whooped by them.
They lost 30 to 3.
New Mexico played them close last year.
Yeah, 34-25. I have to go with UTEP here. I don't think they'll have closed the gap that fast.
I think it's gonna be a game.
So I got them sitting.
I'll go UTEP.
0-3. You got them at 1-2.
The number's 3, buddy.
They got a long way to go in my book.
Well, they go to Camp Randall to jump around with the Badgers. All right.
That should be another L.
I got them 1-3 then. They hit the road, they lose all three of those, right?
Yeah.
Although that UTEP game, I think, is a 50-50, right? They host Timmy Chang and the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. Patty C, September 24th. This a dub for New Mexico State.
New didn't they coach split in Hawaii last year? 48-34. Did they play them twice?
I think they did.
They lost both 41-21 and 48-34, but they got a little closer the second time around. I do think Kill has way better chops than Timmy Chang at this point.
I'm all over.
I'll say this: between that and FIU, I got them getting one.
I think they win both.
That's reasonable.
I think they win both. And I got them at because Florida International is the next game. That's what Patty C is referring to. The airport coming to Aggie Memorial Stadium. I got them 3-3 to start the season before a bye week, Patty C.
Yeah.
And if you listen to our New Mexico Lobos preview, I called for an upset special because once again, they are hosting the Lobos. Give me 4-3 for Jerry Kill. The over just cashed, and it's only October 15th.
Outrageous. I got them at 1-6.
Then they host the San Jose State Spartans. Watch out, Sparty.
Sparty only beat them by 6 last year. Watch in out. San Jose.
Watch out, Sparty. I'm going to take Sparty to get the dub.
I'll take Sparty as well.
So I then got him at 4-4.
But that's homecoming. Maybe it means a little more that weekend.
4-4 that they head to UMass. This is a winnable game.
Long trip. I'll say this. By this point in the season, I expect them to get to win number 2, and it could be here. Is this Halloween?
I think
weekend?
They have a better roster than UMass right now, but I do think this is going to be cold. It's probably going to be cold up there.
Who's the better coach, Don Brown or Kill? Jerry Kill?
Kill.
Considerably?
I think so, but I still think that's a far trip. Give me UMass.
Alrighty.
But I'll be honest, between UMass and UTEP, I think you can build a case where this team is bowling. All right, I got them at 4.
Yeah.
4-5 now. They get a bye week. They host the Lamar Cardinals. Patty C, they're 5-5.
I got them beating Lamar for sure. Lamar was only 2-9 in the FCS ranks last year. That pushes for me at 3 wins. You got them at 5-5.
5-5, and then they head to Ferret Field to take on the Missouri Tigers. Will Drinkwitz be coaching the Missouri Tigers on Saturday, November 19th?
Could be an opportunity for Kill to get an upset here.
I'm taking Missouri.
I'm taking Missouri too.
But I do think this one, they could be a live dog because if things go south or if you freeze, they're speculating he's leaving for that Auburn job. Mm-hmm. I see an opportunity. Liberty lost to ULM last year.
Yep. If now his foot's out the door.
Yes. I still took Liberty if you listen to our episode. So I got them at 5-7, but the over smashed. And I think there's potential for a 6 or 7 win season this year for New Mexico State.
I mean, I want to look at something real quick. I want to look at Jerry Kill's first season at a number of places. Saginaw State, 6-4, Emporia State, 5-6, Southern Illinois, 1-10, Northern Illinois, 6-7, Minnesota, 3-9. Did go 2-2 in an interim role at TCU last year. I think it takes him a little bit to get the ball rolling. He is a builder. Three really seems possible.
That schedule, because they get so many of those at home, and UTEP's only what, like 30 minutes away, I feel like. I think they'll have like half the crowd at the UTEP game.
Tell you what, you know what a big one is?
What's that?
That FIU game, and FIU was only 1-11 last year.
That's what I'm saying. And the fact they get Nevada, Hawaii, FIU, and New Mexico at home, and Lamar, I'm telling you, this team, there is a path to go to a bowl.
I think I agree with you. I think they're going to get to 3, but I think it's more likely they get to 4 than only get 2.
I got them at 5-7. I think they could go 6-6, 7-5. Best case scenario, 7-5. Most likely, I think 5-7. I could totally see a 6-6 out there and go bowling.
Boom. If Kill did that in year one, get that statue going.
Get that statue going. I cannot wait to watch this team every week. Remember, folks, college football, they're trying to destroy it from us. I challenge the listener here, not the New Mexico State fan, because they're going to watch whatever New Mexico State plays, right? I challenge you guys out there listening. The Battle of I-10 has been a rivalry that's happened for a while. That happens on Saturday, September 10th. Do yourself a favor. Find yourself a TV to watch that game. It's on ESPN Plus. Find a way to do that. Support your local college football rivalry. And when I say local, doesn't necessarily have to mean you're living in Texas. Support a rivalry. Well, part of the things that make college football great is New Mexico State at UTEP, is New Mexico at New Mexico State, stuff like that. All right. And if you're not going to do New Mexico State, I challenge you to find your team. Find whatever team is close to you. All right. But you don't need to, it doesn't have to be the big brand that you're thinking of. It doesn't have to be Ohio State, Michigan. We know that's a great rivalry. I'm not trying to throw shade at that rivalry. I'm just saying what makes college football special is much deeper than that. Yeah. It is schools like this.
Let's give these games the shine they deserve.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And by us watching it, guess what that does? That also deals a little fuck you back to the TV execs that are trying to ruin the sport.
Yeah, we're going to see Rams versus Giants in October or September anyway. We don't need to see USC playing Rutgers.
Yes. You know? Do yourself a favor. If you can find it, whether it's I don't know, Memphis, Houston, whether it's Boise State and BYU, whether it's UConn and UMass, I don't even care. FCS has got a ton too. Montana State, North Dakota State, South Dakota State. Any of those matchups, any of these.
You know what I would like? Yeah. I would like for our fans out there to kind of chime in and tell us what their biggest rivals are. I want to hear.
Someone today tell me. Let me load it up.
Middle Tennessee,
was it Chattanooga?
I think it was Tennessee State.
I think Tennessee Tech, Middle Tennessee. Look, those are the things that make college football fantastic. Do yourself a favor this year. When TV execs that probably never loved the sport are making calls, you know, changing the sport that we all love, we have to fight back, Patty C. So it starts with the New Mexico State Aggies. We're both on the over. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We talk college football year round. Subscribe on YouTube as well. And remember, also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because we love talking Aggie basketball.
What's up? Yeah, so is it, you said Battle of the I-10?
Yeah.
That's UTEP versus New Mexico State?
UTEP versus New Mexico
State. That's the one that I'm going to dial into this year. I know New Mexico State is a great rivalry, but I think the UTEP New Mexico State game has been more competitive.
They're both there in the desert.
They're
right there, not far from Mexico. Yeah. There we go. I've been down to both of those places. Fantastic.
Battle of the I-10, baby.
Battle of the I-10, Saturday, September 10th. Let's do this damn thing, folks. If you can, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do that, take a screenshot. Find us on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Show us that screenshot, or you can send it to my personal account at at the Colby D. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Show us that screenshot. We'll send you a college football experience like that sweet pennant in the shot right now if you're watching on YouTube. subscribe to that. All right. Also subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I mean, we just had Pat McAfee on the show, Mike Leach, Bill Burr, always on the show. You got to check out that show. They're doing NFL futures already. So if you're, like I said, if you're a Broncos fan, if you're a Cowboys fan, a Texans fan, whatever, check it out. I think you'll like it. Nothing like the NFL. So check out that. And what else, Patty C? What else? The golf gambling podcast, MMA gambling podcast. You go on and on.
I feel like
on.
The folks down in the desert enjoy some MMA and some golf.
Yeah. MLB gambling podcast. Get the SGPN app. You'll have access to all that. But check out the Discord channel. Honestly, we talk to Mexico State football, basketball, whatever, all in there all the time. I'm already on that 12.5 point line. That's going to be a great money line play, too. Get on top of it, folks. All right. This is the college football experience, New Mexico State style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.